From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi forces shut down access both in and out of Kirkuk Monday as fighting with Kurdish Peshmerga forces grew worse. Popular mobilization units, or PMUs, moved into Kirkuk in the early hours of Monday and continue to fight Kurdish Peshmerga soldiers in the contested oil city, in addition to occupying Kirkuk Airport. By evening, PMU forces had moved to the northern part of the city, and mortars fell as far as 7 kilometers beyond Kirkuk. Peshmerga soldiers manning the last point outside the city, fully controlled by Kurdish authorities, told VOA they were also taking sniper fire and that families that wanted to flee are now trapped inside the city. President Trump says his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the Iran nuclear deal could lead to its total termination. He spoke to reporters Monday, just before he began a meeting with his cabinet at the White House. In remarks that were at times prepared and other times not, the president said a lot of people agreed with what he did in pulling away from the 2015 accord, which Iran reached with the 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council and the European Union. But none of the other parties to the agreement have endorsed the move. The death toll in the Somali capital Mogadishu has topped 300 as rescue teams continue to search for survivors from a massive explosion blamed on Islamist militants. The head of the Mogadishu Ambulance Service tells VOA Somali that 302 people are confirmed dead from the blast. This is VOA News.